Want to hear something amazing? Oh, and feel free to tell your friends, too. So, Kohl's, they're having a huge sale on summer stuff. And if you live for sunny days like I do, you need to check it out. I got 40% off a new patio set, Food Network grilling essentials for 20% off, and 50% off those yard games my kids won't stop talking about. Best part? I got an extra 15% off and some Kohl's cash. It almost makes being cooped up all winter worth it. Almost. Select styles. 15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know what's nice? You could drive to Whataburger right now if you wanted to. Yeah, you could hang a Louie, talk to Reggie at the counter, and get a freshly made 100% beef double meat Whataburger with melted cheese and fresh cut veggies on a 5-inch bun. It's just the delicious freedom you have living in the land where there's Whataburger. Of course, some people aren't in that land. I wonder what they're doing right now. Probably thinking about a road trip. Good thing it's so close you can taste it. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Tonight, and now this is my opinion, all right? The reptilians are running the world right now. And how do you know? Because the world is going crazy. Humans are being hurt. The governments are crazy. They're nuts. They're taking away our freedom for no reason, except what they put out there. So I wanted to do some energy work to get it out on the airwaves. And it's declaring human enlightenment, freedom from Anunnaki reptilian rule. And then we are going to go into chanting. So go get your crystals, because the crystals will amplify our work. And, you know, I hope you got a bottle of water, because when we start chanting, you're going to need water. Now, while you are going to get your crystals and your water, I just wanted to remind you, December 24th is where we're going to all come together and really call down enlightenment on the planet and help as many people as we can awaken. But that doesn't mean, you know, we wait and do nothing till the 24th. You know, we start now. And then on every full moon, we do more energy work and we build and we build. What you guys need to do is talk about enlightenment. Use the word so people know there's a choice. Okay? I mean, if they don't know about it, how can they help us manifest it? Join the Facebook page, Divine Enlightenment 2021. Tell your friends about it. You know, when you're on your social media, use the words enlightenment, world enlightenment, 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 enlightenment. You know, you can even put some of the phrases down we're going to use tonight. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. And I know that was backwards, but it's what we'll be doing. And when we do the chanting, I'm going to tell you what it will be first. And then we're going to do each stanza three times using the power of the spoken word. And the more feeling and intent you put behind it, the more it goes out into the airwaves, into the ethers, and manifest. And we need people to awaken now more than ever. All right, so I hope you've got your crystals and your water. And for the first energy work, what I want you to do is send it energy. I'm going to create a bubble of light, and I'm going to put this energy work in that bubble. And you're going to imagine this huge crystal to amplify it. And for those of you that have visual, I hope you can see my big crystal. You know, that's Ela. That's my 1,000-pound Alestial Earthkeeper crystal from Brazil. And she amplifies what we do. And also, if I can figure out how to do this on here to get it to reverse visually, I'll be bringing in all the deities and ask them to join us and to amplify our work. Excuse me. Well, no, I don't have a beer here. I do burp up energy and, you know, it just comes out. So whoever I did that for, you are so welcome. Whew, and I forgot my hair ties, so it's going to be very hot in here. Okay, so for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, sit straight up as you can, and put your hands in your lap right now like you're going to receive, because you are. And I want you to start taking some deep breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Do that till I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I'm going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I'm going to seal you all in the pink flame of love. And we're going to invite all your teachers, guides, masters, the whales, the dolphins, the angels, the cosmic beings, and invite them in to do this energy work with us and to amplify our work. So now I want you to take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And again, that goes through the violet flame back to God. And you're going to fill up with more of your divine essence. So from the top of your head, I want you to imagine your silver cord going up and connecting with Source. And as it connects with Source, all this incredible high divine energy comes pouring into your body, all the way down your legs, into the feet, into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, your spine. Feel yourself totally consumed in this divine energy. So now allow it to flow out your arms, your hands, and imagine we're in this huge stadium. So we're going to create a bubble of light in the center with a huge Earthkeeper crystal underneath it to amplify our energy. And I want you to send energy into this bubble. And while I'm saying the energy work, I want you to actually imagine in your mind's eye this happening. All right, so take a deep breath, feel that energy come through, creating a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we declare human enlightenment. Freedom from Anunnaki reptilian rule is over. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Anunnaki reptilians, you no longer have our permission to misuse humans, past, present, future, which includes the stealing, killing, making slaves of us, our children, nor any other human life form, unjustly imprisoning us for crimes that we did not commit, drinking human blood, eating human flesh, and feeding off of human energy. You no longer have permission to mass manipulate humankind through colonization, nor through any means, including simple deceptions, nanotech, chemtrails, fluoride, scalar, harp, sound, vibration, drugs, religion, money, debt, chaos, and war, and vaccines. We cut all ties, binds, oaths, vows, curses, including all magic that manipulating Anunnaki reptilians have between humans that are keeping us enslaved. As these ties are cut, we now call the energy of the violet flame to transmute all dark energy that is holding humanity back from evolving to light. We now see all of humankind being reconnected to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings. That is our true birthright. We now close all interdimensional portals that the Anunnaki reptilians enter our world from, including any portals being opened from the CERN, nuclear explosions, or any satanic Babylonian ritual. As we close and seal these portals, we make them invisible so they no longer can be used, as well as cutting ties and neutralizing all satanic symbols that open gates for demons to enter. We ask the Creator that if it's for the highest good of the earth and all life forms, that the Creator steps in, neutralizing the single white chromosome that is added to the reptilian's DNA that makes the reptilians more aggressive and warlike. We see it being replaced with a chromosome that makes them kinder and compassionate, compelling them to speak only truth. This also lets the Anunnaki now be released from all addiction they have to the dense physical world and all the sensations it offers. Let this release be done now. If it's for the highest good of the planet, we ask the Creator to raise the energies and frequency vibration fields that are affecting all inner space planes that are between dimensions that the Anunnaki reptilians exist in. We send the violet flame through these as to transmute all lower vibration and frequencies back to light, as well as clearing out all addiction energies being held in those spaces that are feeding the Anunnaki reptilians. As this is done, the Earth begins to raise the vibration back to light, freeing the planet of the lower vibrational pull. We also cut all ties to vril energy between humans and the Anunnaki reptilians that allows shape-shifting and interdimensional travel. Cancel clear all psycho drugs that are suppressing our intelligence. Along with vaccines, may it all turn to plain water. We cut all ties and cancel clear all reptilian DNA energies activated by the vibrational frequencies created by the Illuminati Satanic Secret Society rituals that activate demon possession by the Anunnaki reptilians, especially in those that have the reptilian bloodline. We cut ties to the moon along with the energies it emits that affect our emotions, creating a vibrational field that keeps us from evolving into a higher consciousness. Let's anchor the violet flame inside the moon to transmute all out of balance energy back to light. Then we reconnect every cell, atom, molecule of the moon back to the Creator, commanding all out of balance energies to become neutral or only emit love. We place high power magnets to all the equipment inside the moon and see the dust, space dust invading the equipment, causing it to break down. We call to the Galactic Federation or whoever is in charge of our galaxy, asking that you now take control of the moon and remove any manipulating aliens that are hurting humans and Earth that is keeping us from quantum leaping into divine enlightenment. Any contracts we may have with these aliens are now null and void, past, present, and future. If it's for the highest good of the planet, we ask the Creator to raise the energies and frequency vibration fields that are affecting all inner space planes that are between dimensions that the Anunnaki reptilians exist in. We send the violet flame through those areas to transmute all lower vibration frequencies back to light, as well as clearing out, again, all addiction energies being held in those spaces that are feeding the Anunnaki reptilians. Let's now cancel clear all dark work done or any vortexes on any vortexes or portals, including what's being done at CERN. As this is done, the Earth begins to raise the vibrations back to light, freeing the planet of the lower vibrational pull. Let's cut ties to the cycle of reincarnation between the astral illusion and the physical illusion and back again. If it is for humanity's highest good, let us all be filled with freedom of thought and expression that allows us to express different views. As we break free from reptilian Anunnaki beam mentality, we release all fear, guilt, and need for approval that manipulates humanity to suppress itself. Cancel, clear, cancel, clear, cancel, clear, delete. We cut ties to all unconscious gatekeepers to the matrix, including our parents, family, and scientists who try to limit our uniqueness and suppress who we really are. We ask the Creator to neutralize all patches on scientists that are making them do things against their will, setting them free. We are now cutting ties and remove all blueprint overlays that suppress our souls, As these overlays are removed, we are now open to multidimensional existence. This also allows us to balance our male-female energies that also will allow us to create a third force of divine potential. We reactivate the hormone in our brain that allows us to become more telepathic and spiritual beings. We cancel clear all Illuminati secret society rituals that are activating the reptilian DNA in humans. Instead, we see these rituals being reversed and now empowering humans, helping everyone reconnect to source. Love can and is changing our genetic coding, reconnecting us to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings that have unlimited potential. We ask the Creator to step in, and if it's for humanity's highest good, that all ties to the Anunnaki Nordic races are now cut forever. As these ties are cut, we see a change in hybrids, releasing the beehive mentality, allowing them to become an individual who has memories now of individual choices, family, bonding, and freedom. We see all of humanity being reconnected to the Creator, resulting in all reverse thoughts being removed from our DNA. As humanity reconnects to the Creator, we become awakened spiritual beings that are unlimited, with all kinds of new positive possibilities running through our hearts and minds. Let's cut all ties that the Anunnaki have for gold. We call to the Mother Earth to now take back all energies of gold, as well as all other metals that have been taken from her. We now tap into the energy, entire energy vortexes that were used to take all this material off the planet, commanding these vortexes to gently reverse themselves, pulling all that energy back into the Earth. This includes all gold that was taken to other galaxies and misused. We see the Mother Earth pulling back all this gold energy that was used in any cloaking devices anywhere in the galaxies. We ask the Mother Earth to pull back all the gold and return to Mother Earth all this energy as she goes back into divine balance. As soon as the energy of all metals is returned to the Earth, all the vortexes go back to their correct spin. We command Michael and your band of angels to cut all ties to all Anunnaki satanic symbols, including the obelisk, dome, eye, triangle, the pyramid, five-pointed star, black and white checkerboard squares, Nazi swastika, masquerade Illuminati balls, including people wearing the costume mask, black hats, the all-seeing eye, as well as all subliminal messages that show one eye being covered, the sun, owl, a rainbow, Baphomet, and the sign of the 666 peace sign next to the eye, including the devil's horn sign. Violet flame, the energy to neutralize and transmute all those subliminal symbols and signs. We also now cut all ties to all the words on the Georgia Guidestone. Let them be neutralized. We now cut ties to all music, creating spells, and all demons attached, tying and binding the demons, then send them back to the Creator, filling that space up with an angel of peace. Cancel clear all thoughts that the Anunnaki, Illuminati, Satan have, that it is their destiny to rule. We revoke all the rights of the Morvingian bloodline to rule. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut all ties to all satanic Anunnaki magic around all life forms, organic, inorganic, including movie stars, all singer and illusion makers, the music, TV, movie, cable, and radio communication fields, industry, politicians, leaders, religious leaders, military personnel of all ranks and all decision makers, the scientists, mainstream media, plants and animals worldwide, anyone who will sacrifice their spiritual values for power, knowledge, or material gain, which is also called a Fautesian pact. This includes all skin this magic is written on, no matter where Satan keeps it hidden. As ties to all satanic magic, black magic and pacts that were made with Satan are cut, we violet flame to clean up all that dark energy, and then we send the angel light energy to heal it, fill it up with the Creator's divine love. We command the skin and parchments to now be neutral, only emitting love. I call upon the fire elemental to blaze and burn in all the vaults of Satan and everywhere these skin and parchments of magic are kept. Let the flame do the final cleansing. I now see all satanic vaults, ethereal or in physical, in flame and burning till all skin and parchments that the contracts are written on are in an ashes, and do it without hurting or harming anybody or anything. All trusts are hereby dissolved through the sacred trust that God has with humans to set us free. All declarations spoken of in 1966 that declared the beginning age of Satan is now cancel cleared. And we now declare the age of divine light enlightenment to be set into action. We also cancel clear all references to Lucifer rising and tie and bind anyone who takes on that title on earth while in physical form. We cut all black magic, satanic ties and binds Satan has placed on all life forms, souls, the planet Earth, going back to the time when Satan was cast out of heaven, through this present time and future of our planet. The ties and binds to this energy and all souls are now cut free from your bondage. Satan Anunnaki owns no one. The people of this planet all have their very own direct link to God, the Creator, thus in charge of all dominion on the planet. You do not own the world, humans, nor any souls on this planet or anywhere. We can manage our own sacred trusts with the Creator ourselves. Satan, you're fired. We now reconnect all these souls to the Creator, helping them become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. So we cut ties to all of Anunnaki Satan's trusts he set up, claiming all real estate as his and binding that in magic. We call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. Then we reconnect it to God. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. We call forth the fire elemental to burn this magic and all it is written on ashes. This trust is hereby dissolved by the light of God, the Creator, and everything that is holy. We cut all ties to Anunnaki, Satan, and all trusts that make people slaves. We again cut the ties of this magic and the bonding of it with the Anunnaki, Satan. We call the violet flame through it to clean up the energy, angel light to heal, and then we reconnect it to the Creator, commanding it to be neutral. We again call to the fire elemental to blaze through this magic till it's cleansed by fire, the ashes and dust. I see the storage vaults, physical and etheric and physical flame now. We now see all veils and overlays over all souls being removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to their higher selves, becoming awakened spiritual beings, fully aware of their divine missions. We cancel clear all and cut all ties to everyone that has signed a COVID vaccine waiver form, giving the Anunnaki, the reptilians, permission to vaccinate them without having clear understanding of what it means. We're going to call the violet flame through all that paperwork, reconnect it with the Creator, and command it to be neutral. We cut all ties with the trust, call Sisui Kui V, claiming all souls to Anunnaki, Satan, and the Catholic Church. As these ties are cut, we call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, fill it with the Creator's love. Now we also command it to be neutral, to only emit love. I call the fire elemental to burn the skin it's written on till in ashes. See all souls being set free again, becoming awakened spiritual beings. We cut all ties and magical contracts the Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church, Empire, and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light, and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral, only emitting love. The energy of the First through the Fourth Reich is now dissolved. We call the higher selves of all beings worshiping Anunnaki, Satan, past, present, future, to step forward in the light of God and renounce Satan, all lies, deceptions, chaos, and wars you create. If you choose not to, which is your free will? I call your higher self and guardian angel to put you all in positions of harmlessness now. We remove all veils and overlays you have placed on each other, cut the oaths you have taken together, binding you to each other, and your projects now removed. For those who choose to stay with Satan, again, your free will, we place you all in a bubble of mirror, the mirror facing you, so any dark energy you try to send out will stay contained. And we add the violet flame to cleanse this energy so it does not gain any strength. This bubble of mirror will stay up 24/7, 365 days a year from here through eternity. It will dissolve when you choose to work in the light of the Creator and not Satan. Until then, the bubble keeps you powerless. We see humanity and all life forms becoming awakened spiritual beings filled with unlimited potential, breaking free of the energy of slave and money and the vaccine. We ask the Creator that if it's for our highest good to help us disconnect from the reptilian part of our brain, activating the God brain. As people awaken, they thirst for esoteric knowledge. As humans awaken, we see them stop generating the emotional energy that the Anunnaki reptilians demand, instead sending out high love vibrations. We imagine a change in the Earth's frequencies that was manufactured to shut off part of our DNA's multidimensional potential, to be reversed, to activate our divine DNA instead. As this is done, the planet and all life forms shift into divine enlightenment. Ask the veils removed from everyone as everyone refuses microchipping. We ask the Creator to give special grace and set free all souls that have signed their souls over to Satan for fame, money, and power, as well as the ones who've had their souls consumed by a demon after death, willingly or unwillingly. As they are released, we send their souls through the violet flame to transmute their energy back to light, then we send them back to the heart of God. We ask the demons and satanic reptilians to stop doing this practice, if you choose not to, which is free will. We ask your higher self to put you all in a position of harmlessness now. As this is done, the planet and all life forms quantum leap into the golden age of divine enlightenment. And nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. So blast this energy with light, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay. All right. We're going to get right into chanting. Okay. And because we really don't have a lot of time left, I'm just going to chant. I'm not going to go around the room and show you all my deities. So I'm going to ask that you use the power of the spoken word and hold your crystals, and it's going to amplify the energy. And the louder you shout it, the more energy you put in it, the more it's going to help manifest. So the basic chant is, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And we're going to do that, say that three times, and then go to the next chant. And it's just tweaked a little bit. You know, it's the same chant. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians. May divine enlightenment descend on our families. Okay? All right. Got your crystals? Okay. So it's May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Okay, number two. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. Number three, may divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. Number four, may divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. Drink time. All right, number five. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. Ooh. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. All right, number six. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. May divine enlightenment descend on the homeless now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the homeless now. Number seven, may divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all politicians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all politicians now. Number 8, may divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. Number 9. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. Number 10, may divine enlightenment descend upon all people who suffer from depression and all mental disorders now. And I know that one's a mouthful, so just give it energy and I'll say it. May divine enlightenment descend upon all people who suffer from depression and all mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment descend upon all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment descend upon all people who suffer from depression and all mental disorders now. May divine enlightenment awaken with all people who suffer from depression and mental disorders now. Number 12. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. May divine enlightenment descend on our homes now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our homes now. All right, I'm just going to have to skip due to time. So may divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. All right, number 17, may divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth now. Number 18, may divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions. Now, may divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions. Now, may divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions. Now, may divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment descend on all who suffer from addictions now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all who suffer from addictions now. Number 20, may divine enlightenment descend an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment descend an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment awaken an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment descend an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment awaken an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment descend an anchor to this timeline now. May divine enlightenment awaken an anchor to this timeline now. Number 24, may divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken with all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment descend on all in Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all in Washington, D.C. now. 25, may divine enlightenment descend on earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment descend on earth and all life forms now. May divine enlightenment awaken within earth and all life forms now. And the last one, we got to do something for the water elemental. So may divine enlightenment descend into the water elemental now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the water elemental now. May divine enlightenment descend into the water elemental now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the water elemental now. May divine enlightenment descend on the water elemental now. May divine enlightenment awaken within the water elemental now. One more. May divine peace, divine healing descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine peace, divine healing descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine peace, divine healing descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. May divine peace, divine healing descend into the water elemental and all sea life now. So be it. We're going to take a deep breath and release all this energy out into the ethers. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Well, I don't know about you guys, but...
At Facebook, we've tripled our safety and security teams and invested billions to keep our platforms safe. What's next? We support updated internet regulations that set clear rules for addressing today's toughest challenges. Learn more at about.fb.com/regulations.
Want to hear something amazing? Oh, and feel free to tell your friends, too. So, Kohl's, they're having a huge sale on summer stuff. And if you live for sunny days like I do, you need to check it out. I got 40% off a new patio set, Food Network grilling essentials for 20% off, and 50% off those yard games my kids won't stop talking about. Best part? I got an extra 15% off and some Kohl's cash. It almost makes being cooped up all winter worth it. Almost. Select styles 15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.